The Bible says that every spiritual blessing in heaven is yours today through Christ Jesus. Yet most of us would have to agree that we don't have that, and we certainly don't feel spiritual most of the time. So the question is, what voice are you listening to? We all have negative voices in our minds, voices that must be overcome for us to walk in the fullness of all that God has already given us. There's a life-changing activation at the end of this video. Please don't just watch the video and walk away. Do the activation at the end and let it change your life. I was 16, fat, with acne, and an alcoholic stepfather. I had more than enough negativity in my life. Yet, I still dreamed. I wanted to be the first person in my family to go to university. So I took the college track courses in my high school. I was a B student. With my disruptive home life, that was a significant accomplishment. But I questioned whether I was smart enough to go to college. Even if I got in, we couldn't pay for it. My parents worked in factories and didn't make much money. Our mixed family had 6 kids. And even if my stepfather had the money, I couldn't imagine him giving it to me for college. I took the SAT anyway, and my score wasn't bad. Then the bottom fell out. Mr. Woodson prided himself on making chemistry the hardest class in my high school. He gave tests most of us could barely pass. He was a teacher many students respected, but many more feared. I was struggling, memorizing the periodic table of chemical elements and all the things required in that class was a nightmare for me, because it was just this random list of things and my memory just isn't wired that way. I didn't know that then, but I do now. What I did know was that despite hours and hours of trying to memorize the elements and so many other facts, I still hadn't mastered it. So I went to class unprepared. Mr. Woodson called on me. Of course he did. My mind went blank. I told him I didn't know. He asked me another question. I don't know. Angry now, he kept hammering me with questions. I'd seen him badger others until they were confused and babbling. He'd made girls cry. My face was red. I wanted to crawl under the desk and die. I might have recovered if he had stopped there, but he didn't. He'd worked himself into a rage. He glared at me and sneered. Don't even bother applying to university. You'll never make it. Wow. I don't remember much about high school after that. I just wanted to get out of there. I never checked out any colleges and universities, never went to any campuses, never filled out any applications. After high school, I joined the Air Force. I still thought about college, but it was a pipe dream. While in the Air Force, I decided to try a course at a local community college. I heard that, you know, anybody could do community college work. So I did. After I had straight A's in my first 8 or 10 classes, I began to think, maybe I can do this. After the Air Force, I went to West Virginia University. I graduated with highest honors. I was told that I was in the top 5% of my class. I went to a top 20 law school, the University of North Carolina. I became a lawyer and later became an assistant professor teaching law at universities in the U.S. and China. Even as a high school kid, I knew that Mr. Woodson was a frustrated, angry, broken human being. He reminded me a lot of my stepfather, my drunk stepfather. The sad part is, I let him tell me my identity. I let his voice become a voice in my head. For years, I relived that horrible day when he badgered and bullied me into feeling I was a total failure. In my mind, I heard his words and felt the agony of being humiliated in front of the entire class. I relived that horrible moment hundreds, probably thousands of times. It would just pop into my mind and I couldn't make it go away. If I hadn't finally tried a few community college courses, his words would have won and changed the course of my life for the worse. What voices are you listening to? We all have negative voices in our lives. Maybe an overly stern father, a local bully who terrorized you as a kid, or your own voice relentlessly tearing down your self-esteem. Satan uses those voices to steal our identity and deny us our destiny. If you listen to the voices of this world, you will never become who God has already made you to be. When you were born again, your life was united with Jesus' life. Your spirit was made holy and forever united with Christ. Your identity from that point on was not who you are, but who you are in Christ. Everything Jesus has becomes yours. This is the amazing promise of Ephesians 1:3. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. The NIV translates this same verse, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Wow, every spiritual blessing in heaven is yours. Because of the life you now share with Jesus, the union you have with him. God blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heaven. God gave you those blessings. No man or devil can take them away. This happened because your whole life is lived as a branch connected to Jesus, the vine. The life of the vine flows into the branches. It's natural. Jesus' life, all the spiritual blessings of heaven, naturally flow into your life. Not in heaven someday, but here on earth now. See John 15. Bible teacher and author John Stott wrote, "The expressions in Christ, in the Lord, and in him occur 164 times in the letters of Paul alone and are indispensable to an understanding of the New Testament. To be in Christ does not mean to be inside Christ, as tools are in a box or our clothes are in a closet, but to be organically united to Christ, as a limb is in the body or a branch is in the tree. It's this personal relationship with Christ that is the distinctive mark of his authentic followers. In Christ, in him, in whom scriptures are your true identity. In Christ, you are made holy and set free from guilt and shame." Romans 8:1. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In Christ, you are loved." Romans 8:39. "Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Christ you are made complete." 2 Corinthians 9:10. "And in him you have been made complete." In Christ you have all the promises of God. Every spiritual blessing in heaven is yours in and through Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1:20. "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." Our minds are the battlefield. The battle rages for what we will believe. How can we replace the negative voices some of us have heard all our lives with God's truth and live from that truth? That's what the activation is all about today. Activation. You may be thinking, "I don't feel like all the spiritual blessings of heaven are mine." Satan works hard to make you feel that way. We take hold of God's promises by putting them in our hearts and our minds. We renew our minds with God's word, and God changes us from the inside out by changing the way we think. Romans 12:2 says, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." The NIV translates this, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." In other words, don't listen to the voices of this world. Let God's voice, his word, be your identity and open your destiny. The specific things God has prepared for you to do with your life are waiting on the other side of your true identity. Simon Crow, a Thai missionary and church planner and the author of growchurch.net blog, posted this activation on his blog. "I've done something similar to this in the past, and I found this to be quite powerful." Here's what he said. "In my very first week of Bible college, the students were given an assignment to look in the mirror every morning for 3 weeks, eyeball to eyeball, and declare, 'I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.' Honestly, that first morning, I've never felt so awkward and foolish. The second morning, while talking to myself in the mirror, I felt like such a liar, trying to convince myself of something I didn't really think was true. But faith comes by hearing. 2 weeks into this thing, and you should have heard me. I was speaking with boldness and conviction. I believed it. I started walking and talking differently. I was confident. I began to see myself the way God saw me. He changed my whole identity and showed me who I was in Christ. What changed? I had brought my thoughts and my words into alignment with God's word, and that truth translated into my life. I strongly urge you to try this same exercise every morning for the next 3 weeks and you'll be amazed at how God speaks, I promise you. Activation step. Do this. Look at yourself in the mirror every morning for 3 weeks and declare, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Once you see the power of this, you can do this again and again to establish your identity and defeat the negative voices in your head. Find the in Christ, in him, in whom statement that you need most to complete your identity. And go to your mirror, as Simon did. Speak that identity to yourself every day for 3 weeks or as long as it takes for you to feel the reality of the promise God has already given you. This will change your life. It's changed mine. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with someone. Like and subscribe. Thank you for listening. And thank you for doing the activation to let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Romans 12:2, New Living Translation. Until next time, God bless.